And that is if you can find all the stuff on that list. If you're like me, wait until now, just days before the start of the new year. You're going from store to store to find it all. So what are we spending on our kids' school stuff this year?
The average person will spend about $680 on back-to-school items this year. That's everything from apparel to electronics, footwear, and, of course, school supplies.
Kathy Granis is with the National Retail Federation. Part of the problem is some of the stuff on that list isn't for your kids.
A lot of schools are starting to ask parents to contribute more for the class because schools are on hard times themselves.
This time of year, second only to winter holidays for retailers. But guys, I couldn't even find number two pencils at three stores yesterday.
Pet
I'm not
food
kidding
for
you.
The hamster, really? Is that on some school list?
There are absolutely dog food requests. I mean, they're making all kinds of, they have a special section called the wish list for just the teachers or extra kids. I mean, people are on tough times, but for crying out loud, I just need pencils. I can't even
listen,
find pencils.
I know where they're kept around here in case you
well, now you wouldn't be suggesting
missing.
Pick up a fistful.
Well, here's an idea to help you save some money on those back-to-school clothes and supplies. How about a sales tax holiday?
There are 17 other states that actually have sales tax holidays, and we think it's a good idea for Washington State to join in.
Jan Teague is the president and CEO of the Washington Retail Association, working with lawmakers to build support for a bill that would establish a weekend for items under a certain price point to be sold tax-free. A similar bill last year failed to get a hearing.